SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
A full ceremonial welcome in Canberra as Chinese Premier Li Cheng entered Parliament House.
Australia's Federation Guard! General salute! Present arms!
The Australian government has hosted the Chinese delegation, headed by Premier Li, for the first time in 7 years. Premier Li foreshadowed productive discussions.
We should uphold mutual respect, seek common grounds while sharing differences, and promote mutually beneficial cooperation. Mr. Prime Minister, I sincerely hope that during my current visit, I will work with you to build a more mature, stable, and fruitful comprehensive strategic partnership.
4 memorandums of understanding have been signed between the two countries on the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement, climate change, education and research, and the Strategic Economic Dialogue. Anthony Albanese says meetings like this are at the heart of Australia-China relations.
My government has put dialogue at the centre of Australia's relationship with China because it is always most effective when we deal directly with each other.
Communist Party supporters came in their hundreds to celebrate the visit, clashing with protesters representing the Uyghur, Tibetan and Hong Kong communities. Police made one arrest and had to physically separate the antagonistic groups, with some wanting their approval to be heard and others whose grave concerns were on show.
From both countries, in terms of future, we both working together, have a bit of advantage or a better future.
All the people over the world can see that Hong Kong was so badly, seriously cut down by CCP.
Australian journalist Cheng Lei, who spent almost 3 years imprisoned in China, was in Canberra for the visit. Ms. Lei told SBS Mandarin she is grateful to be free.
自由太美好了，居然能够在这里报道。
Freedom is so wonderful. It's such a beautiful feeling to be able to report here. Thank you, Australia. I'm healing my wounds in a very positive way, such as by recently doing stand-up comedy, writing columns and finding my voice again while broadcasting the news, rediscovering my original self.
Inside Parliament House, the leaders faced the media. The Premier didn't take questions, but journalists were able to attend. Among them, Cheng Lei, now working for Sky News. Representatives from Beijing were filmed intentionally blocking her from the view of the cameras, with staff from the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet forced to intervene. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he wasn't aware of the incident as it was happening.
I'm not aware of those issues. It's important that people be allowed to participate fully and That's what should happen in this building or anywhere else in Australia.
The Australian government has been pressuring the Chinese government to release Australian writer Yang Hengzhong, who is imprisoned in China on a suspended death sentence. Anthony Albanese says the issue was raised again, but no further details were offered.
Including Dr. Yang's case, as well as the Australians who are on death row. We, of course, in Australia oppose capital punishment, and I reiterated our position there.
Premier Li's visit comes after a period of turbulence with Australia's biggest trading partner, with recent military incidents in international waters threatening the diplomatic thaw. China has now offered 15-day visa-free travel for Australians, and leaders spoke about better military communication. Anthony Albanese says he's advocating for regional security.
Australia advocates that we should all work together to promote a regional balance where no country dominates and no country is dominated. I've made it clear, as nations with different histories, political systems and values, we will cooperate with China where we can, disagree where we must, and engage in the national interest.
Restoring trade with China has been a focus for the Labor government. China imposed sanctions on $20 billion of Australian products in 2020 after the former coalition government called for an independent inquiry into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. China's government has gradually dropped bans on exports, including removing the more than 200% tariffs on Australian wine imports to China. Now, less than $1 billion worth of trade restrictions remain. Labor Senator Murray Watt says the government will continue pushing for all restrictions to be lifted.
We've obviously made great progress in resolving most of the trade suspensions in the agriculture sector that applied when we came to office. There now remain two, being Live Rock Lobsters and those two beef processing establishments. We will continue advocating for those suspensions to be lifted, just as we have for the last 2 years.
In South Australia, a different kind of trade was on offer, with Adelaide Zoo set to receive two new young pandas in exchange for the zoo's older pair, Fu Ni and Wong Wong. The duo have been residents of Adelaide Zoo for the past 15 years and were the first pandas in the Southern Hemisphere. Chief Executive of Zoos South Australia, Elaine Benstead, says the pair will return as rock stars to China.
Look, Fu Ni and Wong Wong, we don't know exactly where they'll be returning in China. They have a number of panda bases, which I must say I have been to and seen the pandas that return from international placements. They are treated like rock stars. Everyone knows their names, they know where they've been, and I'm sure it will be the same with Fu Ni and Wong Wong.
The four-day visit concludes in Western Australia, the resources powerhouse of Australia. Premier Lee is meeting with representatives from major Australian companies to discuss economic opportunities and the free trade agreement. Chief Executive of the Business Council of Australia, Brian Black, says it's an important point in time for business relations with China.
This is the first time in 7 years we've been able to host this roundtable. While there have been challenging times in the bilateral relationship between the two nations, I think it's fair to say that this is another positive point of progress.
Rania Yallop, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.